Hello and welcome to the Echo Chamber podcast. My name is Tony Groves, and today we're talking a little bit of thanks and things we're thankful for. And I just can't bring myself to be thankful for him, but he's here anyway.
Yeah, we're just thankful it's raining and your t-shirt is on, Tony. That's all we're thankful for.
It is an ongoing, long-running joke, but we just don't like one another.
Yeah. Listen, just before we start, if I could remind everybody, these podcasts keep going by your goodwill alone. So please become a patron, stick your hand in your pocket, patreon.com/tortoiseshack. And don't forget our Sunday special on Sunday at noon, where we have a plethora of well-informed guests and the audience gets to join in too. It's usually a great Sunday morning.
Rick, we're going to just move on straight away. We are delighted to be joined on the line by Graeme Clifford, social entrepreneur, writer, founder of the Sanctuary Runners, which is a great initiative, guys. If you were check them out on Twitter at Sanctuary Runner, and Cork man in hiding in Kerry man in hiding in Cork, which is, you know, the less said, yes, the better. But Graeme Clifford, Graeme, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Pleasure, lads. Thank you so much for having me on.
Listen, Graeme, I'm going to go straight into it. This is, you've prefaced it yourself, said this is my big idea, and said, well, actually, it's not a big idea. It's quite a simple idea. This is about coming up on the 1 year anniversary of COVID in Ireland and giving thanks. Do you want to give listeners an idea of what the hashtag thanks a million means?
Yeah, sure, Tony. Well, yeah, like you said, I mean, I'm involved in a lot of different social initiatives and meeting and talking to people all the time. And I suppose you guys probably can see it yourselves that this time around, whatever it is, lockdown part three or whatever, people are finding it more difficult, I think. And the motivation that was there maybe near the start has ebbed away a bit. We've lost a lot of people as a country. A lot of people have been unwell. And that's difficult. And as we come up to the 1 year anniversary, it was actually 29th of February 2020 when the first case in Ireland was detected in the Republic, the 27th in the North. And so rather than it being a date, I suppose, on which we all kind of look back with despair and look forward with maybe a tiny bit of despair as well, I thought, okay, we're going to have to change the record here. We're going to have to do something that just lifts each other and lifts the country. And I was awake one night there a few weeks ago thinking, what could it be? You know, and it can't be something where people come together and it has to be something that everybody can take part in. And then I kind of thought, well, you know, this hit me over the hump some days when I'm this bizarre lifestyle we've had to become accustomed to. It can be the positive shop assistant or the jolly postman or the neighbor who sometimes you're flipping crazy with their positivity, but actually it's quite handy when you're not feeling great. And so my thinking was that on this one date, the 28th of February, it's a Sunday, that on that one or leading up to it, people actually make a point of doing something to say thank you to that other person. So it could be by a simple text message, WhatsApp, email, TikTok. It could be a picture that you draw, take a picture and send it to your person. That, you know, it could be any of those kind of things. A sign, like I'm putting a sign in my front garden for the bin men on the next morning, because I'm damn sure people probably don't thank the bin men, but the lads are out there working every Monday. They collect our bins and they've never stopped. And, you know, what a lift, I suppose, those little thank yous would give. But it also gives a lift to the person giving it. So that's a simple idea, really.
That's a good idea, Graeme. And we can all think of somebody over the last 12 months who has helped us to get over a bad spell or helped us through a difficult part. So I think that's a really good idea. Should they post it then on Twitter and say, thanks a million, you know, just to get a kind of a vibe going or a little feeling going?
Yeah, if they want. I mean, I think, you know, loads of people have come onto me, Martin, with ideas about how you can monetize this. And I'm kind of going, I think you're missing the point here. You know, this is literally about the simple, a lot of, like, I know, like me, I don't know if you're like me, lads, but I'm not, I'm, I'm a Kerry GAA obsessed son of a farmer kind of fella who doesn't particularly find it easy sometimes to say thank you. Not that I wouldn't say thank you, but that expression of gratitude sometimes doesn't come natural to me. Maybe it's an Irish thing. I don't know. We're not good at receiving praise and so on. But and so for people like that, text message without making a big deal of it might be the way to go, you know. But for others, yeah, 100%. If people want to take to social media, and I'm hoping this will happen, that it will gather momentum, and that by using the hashtag #ThanksAMillion, it'll spread. And I was lucky before I put up that, you know, idea. Maybe that's not a big idea. I contacted a few kind of people with I suppose lots of followers on social media, and I said, if I do this, will you help push it out? And they've all done so. So I'm hoping it just gathers pace organically, you know.
Just on, so I love the way you push back at the idea of monetizing it. No, that's not what you're in this for. We're in this for a moment of national gratitude, as in the most simple terms possible. Could, as you said, could be the bin man, could be the shop assistant, could be the person who you see walking the dog, and you give a smile to every every few days, just because this is the world we live in now, and it is quite lonely for people. You know, it is, you know, we talk about the isolation as well, doesn't get discussed enough. And this is an opportunity to kind of acknowledge that as well, Graeme. Just can I ask, on, you said this was something you were mulling around for a while. Have you've met, obviously this is not your first interview about it. I think you were already on the radio today about it. So people have taken up the cudgel about this and decided that this is a cudgel is the wrong word, but nonetheless, people have taken up the baton and run with it. They've decided that this is something worth getting behind.
Tony, I suppose with the of Trump leaving the White House, I suppose there isn't a hell of a lot of positivity around. And I can imagine like producers and editors going, yeah, we'll take that one. Yeah, it's not like it's your man hasn't created, like, I don't know, a flying saucer, but it'll do for a positive story. Let's go with that. So, yeah, and if that's what it takes, and if that's the moment we're in, fine. Yeah, loads of local radio interviews and stuff like that. And think it, like, you know what I wanted to say, and you made me think of something. And like, my mom and dad down in Kerry were on their own, and then my dad passed away last July. And then my mom, it was afterwards, she was saying, you know something, during the first wave of lockdown, we got on so well, and without him, I don't know what I would have done. But I don't know if I said thank you for that. You know, it might be nice. It doesn't need to be the bin man or the postman or the shop assistant. It can be your spouse or whatever. But sometimes maybe we don't stop and say thank you and say, listen, without you, I don't know how I would have coped, you know, and I feel that I can get through this with you there. And to say it, you know.
As soon as I saw your idea, as soon as I saw you tweeting about it, I said, that's brilliant. We need some positivity, and all of us collectively need some positivity.
You in particular.
People get me wrong. I'm positive all the time. You know that, Tony. But I completely agree with you. We need a boost, and we need a little bit of solidarity, not as a tribe or a group. We need it as people living on the island. That's what we need. You know, no barriers, no demarcation, just thank you. I think it's a brilliant idea, Graeme, and I think it'll fly.
Hopefully. Wouldn't it be good if it did? Yeah.
Graeme, just to bring, like, I mean, just to bring this to a close, we're going to pump this out through social media. People want to spread the word. The simplest thing is obviously hashtag #ThanksAMillion. Yes. Just to get it going.
It is.
I know we'll all be thanking different people. We'll all be thinking maybe thankful for something else, you know? But nonetheless, the easiest way to spread it is #ThanksAMillion. Where can people find you?
Well, I mean, for this is, I'm involved in, I wear a lot of different hats, but kind of falls between them all. So it's not one particular, one of the social enterprises I'm involved in or whatever. But as you said, yeah, the Sanctuary Runners is something I set up, and we're at sanctuaryrunners.ie. And then I set up another thing during COVID for producing multilingual video messaging for migrants in Ireland. In areas of health in particular where they don't get adequate information. So that's translateireland.ie, and yeah, that'll do it. So if anybody wants to contact me, the easiest way probably is through info at sanctuaryrunners.ie.
Look, Graham, I just, before we close, I just want to say, I'm looking at it, right? You've got COVID World Service for public health messages and COVID-19 in 30 plus languages. Okay, that's phenomenal. You've mentioned the Sanctuary Runners, and you've got the Translate Ireland multilingual messaging. Martin, he's not a bad guy, is he?
No. And in fact, and we must point out, he's absolutely no relation to Mick Clifford.
Or David Clifford.
We have to point that
out. Well, we don't know about that, Tony.
Yeah. No, I just want to say, let's just finish on. Let's say thank you to Graham for obviously, yeah. That's a lot of work, Graham. And I do
Thanks
want to say
a million, Graham.
Yeah, it makes all the difference.
I know. Listen, I enjoy doing it, and it's important, and it's not about people. It's not about a particular person or anything like that. But all these kind of things we can do. And Martin, you know, you mentioned the word that is so important at the moment that we need to focus on, and that's solidarity. You know, solidarity will get us through if it's true, honest solidarity, and we leave nobody behind. And part of solidarity is about expressing gratitude to people when they help. And that's what makes the world go around. So these things are great to be involved in. And hopefully this will take off and it'll give us a lift. Because on that weekend, can you imagine? I mean, do we just look back in despair and look forward thinking, God, will this ever end? Instead, it would be good if we had some kind of positive distraction, you know.
Graham Clifford, I think we can leave it there, because I think we do all need something to look forward to. We certainly have a focus here on a way out of this COVID-19 pandemic, both globally and domestically. But I think it's good to take stock and be grateful for certain things. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, lads. Really appreciate it.
Tony and Martin, Martin and Tony, speaking to interesting people only. It's the Echo Chamber Podcast. Subscribe now on Patreon.